my notes. I don't let anybody hear that. I want you to, okay. Tell me, Mrs. McDowell, tell me when, what year you were born.
I was born 1904, June 21st.
June 21st, 1904. Mm-hmm. It was here in Coppell?
Yes.
And where was your family? Well, tell me who your parents, what were your parents?
R.T. Hood and Alma Orem. And my father came here in 19, when he was 6 years old, he would have been, was, I guess it was 1887.
87.
When he came here, he was born in 1880.
And where was he, where did
he
they come from?
He was born in Montague.
Montague County?
Mm-hmm.
Of Texas.
Yeah.
And do you remember the name of your grandparents?
Well, I know my grandfather's name was B.F. Hood. That's on mm-hmm. only grandfather I ever knew.
You know where they live?
They were, he came from Arkansas. He came here in an ox wagon. My daughter, Mary, has the bell that the old steer wore all the way from Arkansas here.
Mm-hmm. So your grandfather came from Arkansas to Texas to probably mm-hmm. Montague County, mm-hmm. and then your father... When they were 7 years old, they all moved here.
Uh-huh, moved here. Mm-hmm. Lived here all his life.
All his life. And then, so he married here, too?
Yes.
Here?
They married.
Okay. And then, where was the house? Where were they living when you were born?
Up there, right west of the Andrew Brown Park. Just outside the edge of Andrew Brown Park. One room was logged, made out of logs, and the other was, they had had done it with lumber.
Mm-hmm. And it was west of Andy Brown Park.
Yeah, west of up there on that sand hill.
Oh, I see now. Is that the hill we were talking about from New High School? Yeah, that would be that'd be a little
north
bit
north of well, it's right on Denton Creek, between Denton Creek and
I see. So,
between Denton Creek and Cottonwood Branch.
Cottonwood Branch. So now you can't even get to that area. There's not a road going in there, is there?
Pardon?
Is there a road going up to that area? Because I can't think of.
There was a little lane, muddy lane, that's uh-huh. all. Just uh-huh. like, well, back in those times, there wasn't very many roads.
Do you remember what happened to that house?
No, I don't.
Don't remember what happened. Now, you got married then and moved away in what year?
I got married. I lived in Denton Creek 29 years.
Mm-hmm.
I married in 1923.
Mm-hmm.
But we lived in down there until 1930.
Mm-hmm.
We moved out of Denton Creek. But I lived in Denton Creek Bottom until I was 29 years old.
Now, Denton Creek Bottom, Portland,
that's where the City Hall and all up and down that creek.
So you called
they
it?
Called it Denton Creek Bottom.
Denton Creek
that's
Bottom.
That's what it was.
And you and your husband's name was Rufus.
Rufus.
And where did he come from? Had he lived here a long
time?
He
was born in Keller. And they moved down here to Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
That's where. And then. He moved from Louisville to Crum. That's where he was living when we got married. But he was born in Keller.
Uh-huh.
And so, lived there until they moved down here.
So you got married, and then you and Rufus lived here in town.
Uh-huh.
And where did you move into?
We moved in that little house there on Denton Tap, like I said, there where Ottinger's lived, you know.
Okay.
It was just two rooms then.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Now
there.
this would be on the east side of Denton Town?
Uh-huh, on the okay. east side.
Where that little windmill is.
Yeah, where the windmill is.
The only thing there
is.
Now is a windmill. Uh-huh.
And we lived there for, well, I guess about 4 or 5 years. And then we moved to where Hurst Road is.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit northeast of where the City Hall is, mm-hmm. where that Hurst Road, it was just a lane down mm-hmm. through there, and we moved down there and farmed that land then until in 1930, mm-hmm. about 3 years there.
Now, in until 1930, what kind of crops did you raise?
We raised just corn and cotton. Mm-hmm. That's all we ever planted, corn and cotton.
Mm-hmm. So you raised cotton even before 1930?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course, Dad raised corn and cotton. Once in a while, he'd plant maybe a few acres of oats mm-hmm. and sugar cane mm-hmm. to make syrup.
Mm-hmm.
fruit status.
Now, where did you take your cotton crop to be ginned? Where did you take it after you picked it?
Well, we used to have a gin here in Coppell until 1930, and it blew away, and then we had to go to Louisville. Well, when we lived down here, we went to Louisville because they just narrow our gas, but anyway, he always carried it to Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
Then they put the story of that gin up again, and then it blew away.
Yeah, it blew away. Was it a tornado or just a
storm? Yeah, they said it was a little tornado.
And this was the gin that was on the corner where the Minyard's headquarters is now.
Just west of the little, where the little stores are, right there on that.
Was that cotton gin made of, was it a wooden cotton gin made of wood, or do you remember?
No, it was sheet iron. It's just old, about dilapidated when they first started up again.
So they had started it earlier, then it blew down, and then they built it and started it again.
Yeah. But I don't know why they closed it down, but they did. And then somebody come in, and I don't remember the man's name. It started up again.
Now let's talk about the roads, because I'm a little confused about roads. Because you live down there on Denton Creek and all up in there. You told me that this picture we have of you was made when Denton Tap was being built. Now let me tell you what I know, and then you tell me if it's right. I found out that Denton Road came through Carrollton and then turned where Sandy Lake Road is now and went up on Hertz Road and went over Denton Creek for a long time, and that originally the road between, say, Skaggs Albertson's and the Bullock House was, the Stop and Go, that was just a path. That wasn't a road in there. Can you tell me about Denton Tap and all?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me show you.
Okay.
I've got a path right over here.
Okay.
Now the main road, when we lived down there, as long as I can remember, you know where Lodge Road. It would come down like this. This is Lodge, you know. It comes like this. Now this was moor. Sandy Lake was just a lane down through there, a sandy lane. And then we'd turn like this, and then go down like this, and come back this, and then this was old 77.
So back over here, now let me get my bearings. This would be Carrollton over in here?
Yeah, right. This would go to Carrollton. This would go to Carrollton.
This is Carrollton.
From here, you know, the only way we'd go to Carrollton, over here at Beltline, you see Sandy Lake, they had to ford the river. There was no bridge there. I've gone down there a lot of times in a wagon. Dad would go to Carrollton for something, and we'd go to church, turn to Milton or something. And we would ford that river there. I remember when they built the dam. And but most of the people would go down Beltline from here because Sandy Lake was, just like this. There wasn't any gravel roads.
So you would ford the river as late as maybe what year, around 30-something?
Oh, lands, no, it was earlier than that. It was about, let me add here. I just wouldn't say for sure, but I imagine around between 1912 and 1915 is when they built that dam.
Oh, really? That early? Yeah. But before that time, you remember going with your father in a wagon?
When our church down here, You can ask Jewel about this, Jack Perfect. Jim Brown was pastor of the Free Will Methodist Church, Free Will Baptist Church down here. He would hold a revival at Trinity Mills. Families would gather up, we'd pick up the families and we'd go over to Trinity Mills and we'd ford this river. Of course the water wasn't but about that deep, it wasn't anyways near.
But you remember doing it. Okay, so now let me get my bearing here. Which Carrollton is this way?
Yeah, this way. This would be like, let's see, this would be like Carrollton now. We put this at, this is, say, Beltline, you know, and that would go right into Carrollton, but it was all muddy road. But people from Coppell would usually go this way, and the place coming down, and they'd have to come down this way and go down to
So I'm getting my bearings here. All right. This is this Sandy Lake that you've drawn here? Where is Sandy Lake?
This is Sandy Lake. Right,
so this is Carrollton over here, and this is Beltline.
That's Beltline.
And this road here is?
That would be, now, let's
between,
see.
Between Sandy Lake and?
There wasn't any road.
In between there.
Oh, that, yeah, see, we'd come like this, no? Like this now. See, this is Sandy Lake, then you'd come up around this way and then come into Coppell right here. See?
Well, I
see like we are here.
Yeah, all right. So this is Sandy Lake and you'd be coming in and then the road then did come part way to what's to here. Right? Well to where am I?
It would come out of Coppell. It'd go down this like this, you know, and go by and turn up Van Bever. And then go down to this road that
Hurst Road.
Hurst Road. Go down Hurst Road, and then back that way, and then you between Hurst Road and Lodge Road. Now there wasn't any road through there.
Really?
It was just a well. Just like the neighbors would go through there, it wasn't really a road. It was just, you know, like.
So if you wanted to go to, could you go to Louisville on Hurst Road? You said you made this little jog.
You'd go this Hurst Road. You'd come down like this, and then like this, and come. This would come right back up Denton Creek, and this would be into Louisville. Denton Tap was built into the regular, the original 77.
Well, this was this the original 77?
This was 77.
Coming out of Carrollton.
Yeah, it would go right around and go, well, it would come and go around this little house, go up to Lodge Road and then up that way and then on into Dallas. That's the way the buses dump jitneys, they used to call them. This is cars.
Yeah, so if I were coming, if I wanted to go to Denton from Dallas, most likely I would come through Carrollton and I would turn this way on either Beltline or Sandy Lake
Sandy
if I wanted
Lake,
to go over the river. And then I would come up to Lodge Road and I'd turn right going north and then make a few jogs in there and I would eventually go over the creek, Denton Creek. Now, was the bridge over Denton Creek always where it is now or was it more?
No, it was down here.
So it was more to the east.
It was right down here. Now, this is Dent Creek. Well, this would come down like this, and it would. There was no wooden bridge, one-way bridge with the old iron banisters and things over it. And it would come down right down the creek, and then it would go this way.
So you actually went over the creek first and then turned left?
Way down there where Hurst Road would come out.
And you'd turn left and follow the creek and then get back up
and then
on where?
Get back on the road there.
All right, now, tell me, so you couldn't, in those days, when this was there and everything was there, there was no Denton Tap?
No.
At all?
No.
Was there even a wagon?
From where you went out, where you go out on Denton Tap now. From there, over to where this road goes across over there, up here.
At Beltline?
Up there, yes, up there at Beltline. From there on down, there wasn't any room through there.
Yeah.
Walter Reed, you see, he owned from the branch down to where Van Bibber Drive is.
Mm-hmm.
To get that highway opened up through there, he gave them all of that road. He donated that road to get them to build a road straight through there because he owned on both sides. Well, they had to. And that's why.
So they connected what we know as Beltline Road down here to Old 75 or something and went straight on through. And that was somewhere around 1922?
Yes, they started it in 1922, started that road in 1922.
And was it a paved road?
They paved it, yes, it was paved. I guess the first paved road we had out here.
And now they had to build a little bridge over the creek before you got to Denton.
Yeah,
there,
Cottonwood.
And that's the bridge you said you were standing on.
That's one.
Was the bridge finished when that picture was made?
No, it wasn't finished.
And still there?
Uh-uh. And they were building on the old bridge down there at Denton Creek.
Uh-huh.
And they switching back and forth.
So they were building both bridges?
They were building both bridges and grading up the road and everything. And see, there wasn't any road that we could get to when we lived down there in Dent Creek Bottom. We had to go up and go out through we'd come up, what is Denton Tap now, is just a lane, just go to our house. There wasn't any place. We'd go up there and turn right across then from that little, where the old windmill is. We would go over to Hirsch Grove, and that's the way we would go to Louisville.
So you were kind of going across pasture or something.
We have to go all the way up this way and then go over there and then go back and then go around to get to Louisville.
So you made a big trip around.
Yeah.
Let me see what else I need to ask you about that road. And so the reason it's called Denton Tap is because it tapped Denton Road, right? Is everybody, do you remember everybody understanding that?
I guess. We didn't hear any arguments.
Yeah.
It's not like it is now. People look cross-eyed at somebody.
Yeah, there's an argument. Okay, now let me see. Then eventually that old bridge over Denton Creek just fell into disrepair.
No, it burned down.
Oh, did it?
Somebody set it apart.
Oh, really? Well, you know, Mr. Arthur, you remember Mr. Arthur who lived here, Mike Arthur's grandfather? He worked for the county, and he remembers working on that old bridge.
Oh, he did?
He was the first one who told me it was ever there. I didn't realize it was there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about Beltline Road.
Mm-hmm.
When it was, do you remember it always being there?
Beltline?
Going toward Carrollton?
Yeah, ever since I can remember.
Okay.
But it wasn't straight like it is now.
Yeah.
It wound around.
Wound around? And the bridge that was over, I guess that's Grapevine, what is that?
No, that's, it's a Grapevine Branch goes there, and then we cross over Elm.
Yeah, okay, well, the one over Elm Branch of the Trinity, that bridge was further south, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was way up there, you know where the old cement plant used to be? It curved around like that. The bridge, you'd go up this way, and then you go over, and then that old road just curled around and come back in there.
And it was the same kind of bridge with the big iron things over it and everything like that. And eventually they straightened it and put in a new bridge.
And put it straight through.
Put it straight through. And you sometimes use that road?
Oh, yeah, we've gone across that a lot of times.
And of course, it followed the railroad track, sort of.
Yeah.
What about Moore Road? You remember anything particular about Moore Road?
Well, Moore Road, of course, when it crossed the Beltline, it went across the railroad. You know where the plant is. It went on up that way.
That would be going south.
Past, and then, of course, the lake taking all that in. Uncle Charlie Moore's, it went past, about where the light plant is there.
And it came out on the other side and hit Hackberry Road.
It was on over. We'd go that way. That's where Ray was born. He was born over there. He told the people down here when he went to the city council. He was born in Coffee over there where the light plant is. And it went on around then. And Uncle Charlie, you remember Uncle Charlie Moore?
Well, I know him by name, Well, now, is that Martha Jo's father?
Yeah.
Father?
Well, you wasn't here. You all weren't here when they lived up there by Emmett, was you? I forget.
The first I remember of any Moore's was when Martha Jo's mother and father lived in that white house there on Coppell Road. That is the earliest I remember. But she told me some of their history down the lumber yard and stuff like that.
Well, Uncle Charlie lived over there, and that's why that road is Moore Road.
Mm-hmm.
He had a big farm over there.
And everybody just called it Moore Road.
And he owned, you know where the water plant is down there? Just across the, right there by Ella. You know, all that field back in there,
mm-hmm.
that was Uncle Charlie Moore's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He used to farm that.
Let's talk about another road. Let's just say the same subject. Let's say what's now called Bethel Road, going through old downtown Coppell, and it would go on west. But I found that it used to turn, there's still a road there, but it used to turn and go down and make its way back into Grapevine. What do you remember of that?
I know. I hated to close, hate for them to close this because Pete, we lived down at Denton Creek Bottom. We
mm-hmm.
walked to this old two-story building up here. I went through the 10th grade, and I wouldn't have got the 10th grade, but Mr. Claude Plumley found somebody that could teach a 10th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to go through the 10th grade.
Mm-hmm.
But I walked this, and it was muddy.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't gravel it till, Lord have mercy, I don't know.
We're talking about Bethel School Road,
yeah,
what's called Bethel School
Road.
Road.
I hate to see them close it, but can't fight these people.
Yeah.
No need arguing with them.
Well, now, did you ever go to Grapevine on this road?
And you go around, well, you know where Menards is.
Uh-huh.
You know where that old road used
uh-huh.
to, it was there when Menards, I uh-huh. think. It
and you can still see it. It's airport land.
Yeah, out. It goes uh-huh. over the railroad,
uh-huh.
and it goes right up. It goes right on into Grapevine. Of course, it's a few little...
Job.
Because mm-hmm. it would miss somebody's property, you
mm-hmm.
know. That's
mm-hmm.
the reason it's so crooked.
Mm-hmm.
But it would turn up there, and it would turn, as you go over the railroad, then it turned back this way, and then this way, and then go that way. But
mm-hmm.
it followed the railroad pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know, I went and found some old maps of Grapevine,
mm-hmm.
and his name is 1930-something. Wall Street in
mm-hmm.
Grapevine.
Mm-hmm.
East Wall Street was called Coppell Road
mm-hmm.
in Grapevine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's because it was an extension.
When you go in
right
on
right
the Grapevine that way.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah. Can you remember when anything about Highway 121 or 114 that changed all that? Can you remember any of that?
They built that 114. We used to go over here, you know, when Clark Deering had
mm-hmm.
that station. That's where we'd go into Dallas after we moved here,
mm-hmm.
when we lived over here for the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go right on in. But now 121, there wasn't any such thing as 121 until, gracious sakes, I don't know when they built 121.
So if you wanted to go from Grapevine to Louisville, how did you go?
You'd have to go back this way.
Back
get on the cap and go mm-hmm. that way. And
so
then,
people had to come through Coppell to get to Louisville. If
yeah,
they were coming from
right,
Grapevine.
Right. And, so, no, there wasn't any way that people could get to Grapevine. They'd have to come this way and go then,
mm-hmm.
till they built 121.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come and branching off and building roads everywhere. There's roads back in there. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
We,
mm-hmm.
Me and Ray and Naomi went over to the mall one day on Sunday and eat lunch. And Ray said, Mama, when you get to the cemetery? And I said, honey, it's the last time we went, about 2 months ago. We drove by there and, you know, right beside the cemetery.
Now, which cemetery are we talking about?
Over here at Flower Mound.
Okay.
They have got a big divided highway.
Mm-hmm.
Ray says, where does it go? I said, I have no idea. He said, let's see. Pete, we got out there. Went down. I don't know where we come out. It just went up like this and stopped.
Oh, well.
Just
so they're planning to extend it eventually.
And so if this come out now, this come out into 121 up here.
Mm-hmm. So they built 121 sometime, would you say, probably in the 40s? Maybe as late as
I imagine. Wait, there's... That's right, if I can get a hold of him. He'd remember it because he's the one that went over it.
Did he remember?
He remembers. These boys used to run around them feet. They totally. I bet you could tell about some of these roads.
Probably.
He said it started in 1940.
In
1941.
Uh-huh.
That was 121. Yeah.
Now, so when it was built, somewhere after that, somebody decided to extend what we call Bethel. In those days, I guess it was called Coffeyville Road. Mm-hmm. But straight to it went to 121, and people stopped using the other roads.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fleet Road went out to it eventually, I guess,
and
too.
It would go down. There was a gravel road, wasn't it, where three roads come out. Where 121 is now, there was a gravel road up there.
So I bet Fleet Road is a lot older than 121. At least it was a lane or something. Because that's where the Fleet Farm was real early on.
That's where King lived. You know where that house is, where they've got a, well, last time I was by there, they had a trailer.
Yeah.
Setting.
Yeah.
Put the swimming pool in the front yard.
Yeah.
That's where King Street lived.
Yeah. Now, I got off the subject a little bit. After you got married, you lived in the house there by the windmill.
Mm-hmm.
Then where did you move after that?
Down there on more First Road.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I guess, I don't know what was the name of that. Dallas Road, I think they called it the Dallas Road. But it come down Lodge Road and come by.
Mm-hmm. So out there somewhere north of Sandy Lake, what's Sandy Lake
right
now?
It is right there on the corner of Lodge Road. Mm-hmm. I mean, First Road.
And how long did you live there?
Huh?
How long did you live there?
We lived there about 3 years.
Mm-hmm. And then where did you move?
Well, we moved over here on Corbin House, here where the lake is, Bobby Corbin's.
Corbin,
you know where those two houses are? Up here on, going to Carrollton? You know,
on that line?
On
that line.
There was two houses. Now, I don't know the Corbin House, I think.
Are you talking about where Bill Cosby used to live?
No, it's where Bob Corbin. Bob Corbin.
So the houses are not there now.
Well, you know, when you go through that way, well, there was the Cosby House and Hodge, you know, that lived there over here, you know, where Bill lived.
Yeah.
There used to be one next to that where Albert Hodge's family all lived. They was all born and raised there.
Yeah.
Next to Bill Cosby. But where you go on down, cross, where it didn't happen, I mean, it happens now. Just before you get down, there used to be, there was a Bob Corbin house set up on the hill.
Now, they were on Denton Tap Road or Beltline?
No, on Beltline.
Beltline going south or going toward
going
Carol?
South.
Going
and
south.
Bob Corbin house set up there. And Jim Thompson lived on Beltline right across down from him.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when they built the lake, why, they had to move.
Mm-hmm. So you moved over there, and then how long did you live there?
We lived there about this year.
Mm-hmm. Then where did you move?
Midway.
Midway?
Down here for a town, where that corner, where a town, what is it says?
Mm-hmm.
Where all those flowers are. What is the sign on that? I know it.
Well, what road are we talking about? Where are we talking
about? Denton Tap.
Denton Tap Road, where all the flowers are. So
right, it would be north of Sandy Lake. It'd be right in the corner of Sandy Lake and Denton Tap. See, like this. We had a film station there.
Well, wouldn't that, aren't you talking about the across from Menards? Is that what you're talking about?
Right across from Menards, right.
Where it says Town Center on it, or something like that. Big sign.
What is that sign? I don't
remember. But isn't that the same place then as the Ottinger's farm?
Yeah, it's right down from Miss Ottinger.
So, but you lived there when you first got married,
we lived back this far, this side of it.
So you lived
just
further north?
Just the side of it, and we got our water for our filling station from that windmill. It was right on the corner, you know, where the windmill is.
Oh, this is great. So, okay, so you really lived, was there a house there?
Yes, it was a two-room house and a... it was really it was two big rooms in the back, and then in the front we had our filling station where we sold candy, Coke, oil, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Little canned goods.
So now let's get it straight. This is on the corner of Denton Tap and Sandy Lake Road. This would be the northeast corner.
North of Sandy Lake and east of Denton Tap.
Right
on the corner next to Ms. Otten.
So right there would be a filling station.
Yeah.
Now what kind of gas did you sell?
We sold, there was two kinds.
Uh-huh.
It was white gas and red gas.
Really?
I've sold many a gallon of gas for 9 cents a gallon. 9 cents for the red gas and 10 cents for the white gas.
Now tell me what years. We got to put this into what years was this?
That was in 31, 32, 33.
All right, so how long had the... You didn't build the service station?
Oh, no. No, it belonged to Walter Three.
Well,
we just rented it.
So he built it, rented it out, and you ran it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how long it had been there before you took it over?
It was built in 1923.
So it was built right after Denton Tap Road was finished.
Well, as soon as the road was finished. He built that and opened it up by Reb Tanner.
Did he run it when he first built it?
No, Reb Tanner. Reb Tanner.
Well, how do you spell that? Just
Reb Tanner. I don't know.
Tanner. Mm-hmm.
He lived up here at Capel somewhere, and him and his wife moved in there,
mm-hmm.
had that two room back there, and he run it until 31.
And that's when you took it over.
And the James boys rented. They were oil people, run oil trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved in there and run it for them.
Now, what else? What else was around that intersection? Was there anything else there?
Anything.
That was the only thing?
That was the only thing, only the little house out there.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, was the house that you had moved into when you first got married, was it still there?
It was still there. It was still a two-room house, and Thomas Tanner and his mother lived out there
mm-hmm.
in that house.
Mm-hmm.
We moved there.
So you lived in there and ran it for several years?
Ran it 3 years.
Now, what about if you went on north on Denton Tap? What was out there?
Farm country.
Nothing.
Farm houses.
What about all the, what used to call them, honky-tonks?
Oh.
When were all those around?
That was in 1930, the fall of 1933, when they voted beer back in.
And who's that, the county?
State.
State. Okay.
No, it was county. It's county. County.
Made it legal.
They made legal beer. Uh-huh. All right. That's the reason we moved from the station.
Uh-huh.
See, we had these three little boys.
Uh-huh.
And Rufus wouldn't have sold it anyway. He hated with purple fashion.
He hated what?
Beer.
Oh, he would. Yeah. Okay.
He hated beer and liquor.
Uh-huh.
And his daddy wouldn't. There's no way he would. But anyway, when they legalized beer, of course, the street went up on the rent because he could rent it to somebody that would sell beer and make big money.
Oh, really?
Rufus's brother was there with us. He was out of a job at the time when
mm-hmm.
half the people was out of work.
Mm-hmm.
He was staying there with us for a while, and he said, don't give it up. Beer is legalized in 30 days, we can make big money. Bruce said, no,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't do it. So then we moved from there up here where Virgil and Mabel's living.
But where is that?
Virgil, we lived over here where Virgil and Mabel's living. That's where we moved when we moved from Midway.
Now tell me where that, now why do you call it Midway?
Well, that's what the name of the station was.
Oh, the Midway Station, okay.
That's the Midway. It's Midway between Denton and Dallas.
Oh, I see. Now, then you moved to, tell me the location.
Over here where Virgil and Mabel's living on Coppell Road.
I don't know where that is. On Coppell Road.
You know, right.
Is it where Martha Jo lives?
North of Martha Jo.
North of Martha Jo.
Mabel Virgil lives other side.
Oh, Gentry. Mabel and Virgil. Can't think of their last name.
Yeah. Grace.
Yeah. Where their I know where their house is.
Yeah.
And your
house. That's a house. That's a house we lived in.
Oh,
they've added to
house.
It. They've added
oh,
to
I
it.
See. Okay.
Yeah. And that back porch,
mm-hmm.
screened in.
Mm-hmm.
We lived there, and Lily and Jesse aren't live next to us. But
mm-hmm.
anyway. They legalized that beer, and we mm-hmm. moved up there then.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when the Deep Depression was.
All right, now when you moved away, somebody else took over the station?
Yes, a man from Dallas bought it and added about three times as much room. They had a big dance hall.
Oh, really?
And enlarged the... They didn't have a film station. They just had a beer joint.
Mm-hmm. Did it have a name?
I guess it was still Midway.
That became one of the first beer joints.
Yeah, that was the first
corner.
Beer joint there was. Well, then they come in.
So it was built somewhere around, or expanded somewhere around 33?
Yeah,
33.
Right.
Now, did they add more beer joints around there? I know there were
well,
a bunch of them.
You know where, just up past Ms. Ottinger's,
mm-hmm.
over in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's anything there now or not. I think the last time I noticed
now, was this be on the other side of the street or the same side?
South of Sandy
mm-hmm.
Lake,
mm-hmm.
right up from her.
Mm-hmm.
They built a beer joint and a motel.
Oh, really?
They had four or five motel
mm-hmm.
buildings. Just across Denton Creek, they had a great big beer joint.
Mm-hmm. Now, would this be down on Denton Creek?
Yeah, just across Denton
Creek. Just Creek
and
Summer. This would be on the...
You know where that little clearing is? You know where
mm-hmm.
the policeman got killed? The trees there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was in that little clearing
mm-hmm.
there.
This would be on the left-hand side?
On the
So that'd be
north,
the northwest side of Denton
Creek,
Tap and Denton Creek.
They had a big beer joint there.
Mm-hmm. Now, this other beer joint you're talking about in the little motel, there used to be... And when I was a kid, a little house there that was eventually painted red and white.
Little white house. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Was that part of it?
Yeah. That was where the beer joint was.
Mm-hmm.
They just made it into a... After they voted beer out, well, then they just mm-hmm. made them a house out of it, you know.
Now, this somebody told me that some of the names of these places were the...
Well, that
two
was
drops.
Elsie's. That was Elsie's beer joint.
Okay, that was where the little red house was.
Yeah. And
mm-hmm.
this one across Denton Creek.
I've heard of one called Dewdrop Inn. And
yeah.
Was that what it was called? Mm-hmm. Dewdrop Inn.
Yeah. And, you know, there was one down there on the corner of Moore Road
uh-huh.
and Sandy Lake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that house is there
uh-huh.
where you come down Moore Road.
Mm-hmm.
And that house used to be a beer joint.
Now, there is still standing a little shack behind there that
mm-hmm.
Johnny Dobeka tells me was part of that
mm-hmm.
beer joint. And he said he and his brother managed it. For about 6 months,
mm-hmm.
but it's still standing.
Mm-hmm.
It's all behind that house.
Yeah.
You think that was it?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I measure so.
Now, so you say beer was voted back in say 33,
mm-hmm.
and so then all these beer joints grew up, and then it was voted out again.
Mm-hmm.
When was that? Do you remember?
It's after we moved here. I guess it was.
And when did you move here?
I moved here in 42. From September. 42. And I don't know if it was that fall or the next fall that we had the election voted out.
Was this a county, this must have been a county-wide election.
Now it was a district, you see, each district was a different one.
Mm-hmm.
I told JC the other day, I said, that's the only time, I guess, that I ever knew that your granddaddy ever really got mad at me. He got mad at me because I voted against beer. Of course, he was drawing big money. He was drawing about $600 a month for that little building down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Naturally, he wanted to keep it, but I never had voted in my life. And I went in there.
Where was the voting place?
Over here at the schoolhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Went in, and of course, he was the judge.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, now, sister, see, you pull this curtain, and then you pull this lever. I pull this right here. You pull this lever, and then you pull this here. He always called me sister because all my sisters and my brothers are sisters.
Uh-huh.
That's what it's called by. He said, now, sister, you pull the lever, and then you pull this. Well, it's for it.
Uh-huh.
I looked at that. Uncle Sharif, you're not fooling me, just to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled against it. My shoulders pulled against it. It went out like a light.
Mm-hmm.
I was proud.
So the bear joints lasted in Coppell from 33 or thereabouts.
Yeah, about 40.
42 or something like that. Now, when bear was illegal, then did
my... Imagine it was... Pete, now we moved here in September of 43, and I think it was the next year. It was been about 44 that they voted out.
So about 33 to 44.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after it was voted out, did these bear joints just die? Did they just close up?
Well, they just closed them up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had, of course, these people over here across Denton Creek.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have anything to do but just tear it down because there wasn't anything but that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, Midway, I don't know what they did yet, but the rest of them converted. These other two were converted to dwellings.
Mm-hmm.
And Shot and Elsie lived in that little white house. And
so Shot and Elsie were two people who ran the...
Yeah, they lived in Denton.
Mm-hmm.
And they fixed that up and moved down here.
After beer was illegal.
Yeah. And
so that's where it got its name. The Elsies are Shot and Elsie's.
Yeah, Shot and Elsie's beer joint.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this one down here on the corner belonged to Bill Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after beer went out, well, then he converted it to a house. And they lived there. I don't know how long. They were living there when that boy got...
Now, were these pretty wild places?
I imagine they was. We could hear them.
Could you hear their
loud music, but... Savory is having to call the police out there. There wasn't what it would be like now, fighting and shooting and
mm-hmm.
all. It's just a bunch of drunks and
mm-hmm.
loud cussing and fighting.
Loud noises.
But,
I didn't know that Shot and Elsie's was a motel, too, you say.
They had, well, they had at the back, on the back lot, they had some little...
Cottages?
Cottages, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
some
just
of the people would stay on there, maybe on their way to Denton.
Yeah,
sometimes.
When they'd
mm-hmm.
when they'd become... See, people didn't travel then like they do now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't fast travel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's that was just really just take you longer to get to Dallas then than it does now.
Now let's talk. You were living over there where the Graces live now, and you mm-hmm. moved there in 33.
In the fall of 33.
And then you moved to where we are now, the corner of what now would be called Bethel Road and Bethel School Road,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Right.
You moved here in
42. September 12th, in 42. We moved from Grace's, though, over to Morris and then here.
Oh, so you moved somewhere else first and then here.
From over there. I mean, from Grace. Cribs is over here at the lake.
Uh-huh.
See, we lived over here. Raymond and LB had all this land rented from somebody in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
They come by there in the last part of July that they had sold all of this land. They told Raymond, we have sold all this land. They're going to build a lake.
Mm-hmm.
Raymond come down and he said, now, we want the houses vacated by the 1st of September. Well, we come in trying to find a house. We couldn't find a house in Coppell.
Mm-hmm.
No way were we going to try move out of Coppell School District if we could possibly help it. Of course, Rufus was working at the North American at that time. Mm-hmm. Everybody said, oh, move to Grand Prairie, move to Grand Prairie.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no way do I leave Coppell School if I can help it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is when somebody said, Sam and Laura wants to sell that place.
Mm-hmm.
So Rufus went and talked to Sam. He said, Rufus, I've been trying to sell that dadgum house for 2 years. Nobody will buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So they got talking, and he told him what he wanted down. He wanted $200 down on it. Well, we got scratching around, and of course, we'd been through this depression. We just had got he was working for $11 a week when he got the job at North American.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to A&M at Arlington for 6-8 weeks, got a grant, government grant. Went to school, learned to be a machinist. And they hired him 2 weeks before they opened to help them set up the machinery.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then he went to work over there. He was making from 11 jumped up to 48. Mm-hmm. They thought he was making a young fortune.
Mm-hmm.
But we couldn't raise $200.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody would loan it to you because of the situation like it was.
Mm-hmm.
We figured around here, and we was talking. We did a lot of talking, a lot of praying.
Mm-hmm.
And we were raising our families. Mm-hmm. I bet your mom and daddy has too.
Yeah.
And so he come in one night and he's sitting there. I said, honey, why don't I go to the bank? I said, I'm sure we've got some bonds that we can cash. Went to the bank and I think I had three that I could cash.
Mm-hmm.
We finally raised the $200. Well, we're supposed to be out the first, but they hadn't started. They gave us an extension. I said, well, because as well, so we moved here on the 12th of September. I'm over there.
1943. 1942. 42. Mm-hmm. And you proceeded to buy the house. Now, describe the house. I don't remember the house.
We bought, you know, that old house which wasn't fit to live in. No wonder anybody would buy it. But we moved in on Saturday, and Rufus went to work on Sunday, and we come in to church. The preacher come to eat dinner with us that day. He said, well, he had to do some visiting. And so he left, and Rufus went on to work. He's working nights. We got a flood coming in from this way.
Mm-hmm.
We had the, you know, the north wind.
Yeah.
They were all the way down. That water run from the back all the way out to the front.
Mm-hmm.
Every wind was just pouring in.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we got to, we went to work and buy a little lumber at a time and
mm-hmm.
do a little work and then go buy some more and do some more.
The house was three rooms.
Yeah,
store.
And this was a porch, and this was
mm-hmm.
three rooms.
And you
and
expanded
we,
it.
Yeah, we built two rooms on the west,
mm-hmm.
and we're taking this porch, had it extended out into the living room. Had a 17-foot living room, 12 to 17.
Mm-hmm.
And we had three bedrooms. And the den. We made, well, when the house burned, it had been a bedroom, but after kids all left, we made a big den.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And why did your house burn?
Breaker box overloaded. We had a, Ray had bought a great big box, but he never had had time to put it in. And this, we had these old
fuses.
What do you call them? Fuses.
Fuses. Mm-hmm.
And it overloaded. It was overloaded.
Mm-hmm.
It just, Pete, I started the bathroom washing my face. I just got up. Just started, and it was little. We had made a little hallway there. My
mm-hmm.
phone was on there. The box was up here. And it blew out, just blew a blaze. It just went right into that bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, electric bar. You know what it does? It goes
mm-hmm.
right
mm-hmm.
down every.
Now, what year was this that it burned?
1976.
Now, do you know who built the house originally?
Gus and Loretta
Threet. Right. And do you know what year or about and what year?
1917.
17. So that was a really old house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was real.
All right. I want you to tell me about the schools. And you started the school in about, what, 1910 or 11, something like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I started school when I was 8 years old.
In 1912, because you was born in 1904. So you started school in 1912. Where did you go to school?
Right up here. The only mm-hmm. school I ever went to.
Yeah, the two-story white frame building, right?
Yeah, great big old two-story thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't use upstairs. It was way in the wind. We just
mm-hmm.
had to. We didn't even. Pete, if we had 60 in the whole school, that was a big school.
Mm-hmm. And there were two rooms downstairs? Is that
two.
Right?
One mm-hmm. on one. This one on the east, they called the little room. That's where you started. You
mm-hmm.
started over here in the first grade and on down, and then you went to the big room.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
when you got in the big room, you're somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all we had.
Mm-hmm.
We had the two rooms.
Mm-hmm. And you went through the 10th grade?
I did, and Cleo. They were just, and Tom Crosby.
Uh-huh.
Vera's, and Mary Evelyn's, the half brother. Yeah.
Now, were there other people who went through more than 10 grades?
No, that's all you get. Just
10 is the most?
There were 7 had to go to Grapevine, or Carrollton.
Mm-hmm.
Just like mine did, you see. All 4 of mine graduated from school over here,
mm-hmm.
from Pinkerton mm-hmm. here. That's the only school we had when mine was going to school.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were bused to Carrollton mm-hmm. and graduated down there. Mm-hmm. Carrollton school.
Just like Martha Jo Cosby.
Yeah, that's and they all had to either go to Grapevine or somewhere else, and most of them would go to Grapevine.
Now, did you get to choose which one you went to, Grapevine or Carrollton?
Pardon?
Did you get to choose which
Well,
school?
No, you had to pay. They had to pay if they went.
Uh-huh.
Because the way I understand it, each school, see, there was Bethel,
uh-huh.
Coppell, and Gentry.
Uh-huh.
Each district had their own money.
Uh-huh.
If one had more money than the other, well, they'd say it. But if you went out of your district, then you had to pay the other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess you do now. I don't know.
Since, yeah, since you're not paying taxes.
Going to school, I don't know why they do.
So you paid money to Carrollton when your kids went to Carrollton?
Yeah, all of my tax money went to Carrollton. Mm-hmm. I mean, most of it, you know,
mm-hmm.
to Carrollton. But all 4 of mine rode the bus. Uncle Jake Bradley.
But now, when you started... That's right. When you were in school, there were still Gentry and Bethel schools still in operation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you determined where you went to school by where you lived? Is that right?
Yes. We was in the Bethel School District down there.
Uh-huh.
But Dad transferred us. You could transfer them from one to the other. But
uh-huh.
when you transferred, your money went to that district.
Uh-huh.
And Dad wanted us to go to Coppell. Uh-huh. So he'd transfer us. And then... When we moved down here from over there on Moore Road, Hurst Road,
mm-hmm.
we moved over here where the old house was moved over here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then our money, we was in Coppell anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But if we lived in the Coppell district, why, the money went to Coppell, or if you transferred to Lewis, to Bethel, while your money went to Bethel, or to Gentry.
So you always went to Coppell,
we
but
Gentry
was still in existence in Bethel.
We one year that we were in, when I first started, we was in the Bethel district because we was across Hurst Road,
mm-hmm.
Moore Road.
Tell me,
Hurst.
What do you remember of Bethel School? What do you remember it looked like? If you were going down Moore Road, for example, and let's say, you know where the Bethel Cemetery is now on Moore Road. Bethel School was across the street from that.
You go down Bethel Road, you go Moore Road, right in here was the church.
Now this would be the south,
this,
west corner.
This would be, yeah.
Southwest.
Be in a northwest corner.
Oh, okay.
This would be Moore Road and this would be Bethel School. But right here was the church and right over here was the school. Bethel Cemetery was right in here.
Mm-hmm. So for the tape recorder, let me make a note. This is Bethel School
mm-hmm.
and this is Moore. So this would be the...
The church right
now,
here.
Now wouldn't this be
Freewill Baptist Church.
Wouldn't this be the southwest corner?
Of Moore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of Moore Road. Because here's Moore.
Yeah, Moore.
North would be this way.
Yeah.
So that's southwest. Okay, mm-hmm. So first was the church, and then a little bit south of it
was the school. Uh-huh.
And it was a white building.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Was it 2-story, 1-story?
No, it was just 1-story.
1-story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so it was really across the street from Bethel Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Because Bethel Cemetery was
the church. Near. And the school both was across from the Bethel Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
See, the parish, that man that gave it the cemetery, can't remember his name now, where he gave him Five acres.
Oh, you mean just...
That's the reason we didn't get it. They didn't give any deed to it.
Right.
Now, if there was a deed to it, it burned in the church.
Mm-hmm. When do you remember the... It was called the Free Will Baptist Church, wasn't it? Bethel Free Will Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
When was it built? Do you remember?
Lord, I don't
remember. You remember when it burned?
It was there when I first, I remember.
Yeah.
That's all we ever went to till it burned down.
So you went to church there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And when did it burn? Do you remember?
About 1915 or 1916.
Do you remember why it burned? Does anybody know why it burned?
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
Bunch of guys in there drinking and gambling.
Oh, really?
And said to build a big fire and set the fire.
Oh, really?
Build a fire.
The tramps or something?
No,
like
they were just guys that lived down in there.
And they were in there gambling and drinking?
Yeah. She went in and locked church doors then.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even lock our own doors.
No. So after it burned, they didn't rebuild
it? They did. Well, we didn't have money. There wasn't very many of us, and we couldn't build it back.
Yeah.
So most of them went to the Methodist.
Mm-hmm.
We owned the Methodist.
Now, did the school stay there for a lot longer?
Oh, yeah. School was there until... Gracious sakes, I don't know. When did Sally go to teaching in Carrollton?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jack could tell you that because she taught there. Sally Brooks taught in Bethel School.
Now, do you remember why the Bethel School stopped operating? Oh, they consolidated.
Well, they consolidated, yeah.
And built the school over for Peterton.
Gentry and Topel and... And Bethel and Gentry and Topel. That's when they built from.
Where it is.
New Hope, New Peter School. Yeah.
And that was sometime I remember in the late 20s, it seems like. Anyway. So anyway, they consolidated schools and Bethel School. It was called Bethel School. Right?
It was Bethel and Topel and Gentry all consolidated. And that was the middle point of all three of the districts.
So that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when that school was built, the consolidated school? Do you remember seeing it?
This Pinkleton school?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes, but I can't tell you what year.
Well, I could find that out, but do you remember what the first school looked like? I know it burned.
Yeah.
It was a wooden building?
No, it was brick.
Brick building.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think I've got some pictures here somewhere of it. Mary made some when it burned. You never saw such a heart-sick bunch of kids in your life. Of course, they weren't going to school there.
Mm-hmm.
Mary went over there and made pictures. Of course, Kenneth was in the Navy. And they were just killed. That's all school they ever knew.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was a brick building. But I think all of mine was, they were all out of school.
They were out by that time.
Yeah. It was
when it burned. But they had gone to school in that building, right?
Yeah, all four of them.
What was it like? Well, how many rooms? Do you remember any rooms? Or what about it? What did it look like?
I think they had a room for every grade. And they had this big auditorium. That's where they'd have their programs, you know, and have their graduation.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some pictures in there.
Well, now, when the building was rebuilt after it burned, was it kind of built like it used to be? Was it about the same?
Yes, of course, I know it was.
Because there was an auditorium in that, too.
I haven't been in the rooms, but I've been over there to vote, and it looks pretty well like it did, you know, only it's bigger.
Sounds to me like they probably built it more or less the way it was before it burned.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was brick, too.
Yeah.
Because I started school there.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a big auditorium in it.
Mm-hmm. With a great big high stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. All four of mine graduated from school. That's a great school over there.
Mm-hmm. Before it burned.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you remember about Grapevine Springs Park. Now, it was built in 37, so you were in your 30s then. Do you remember anything about it when it opened, when the WPA built it? What are your memories of it?
Well, now, Pete, it wasn't built in 37.
When was it built?
Because, I mean, those walls?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Well, yeah, or were you in there before then?
Oh, it was there. Pete, I played in that thing when I wasn't but about 6-7 years old.
So as early as 1910 or 11?
Oh, yes.
You were in
there.
What was it like then?
Well, it was just a great big old pasture with all these, and this great big old spring, and people would keep that dug out, cleaned out. I can remember back when people would come in and bring their washcloths and bring their tubs and everything and wash their clothes there, because most of the wells in Coppell were hard water.
Mm-hmm.
Except that one down there at Threats, it was a spring, you know, it was a flowing well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's flow out. But I have known when I was a kid, they bring their washcloths and tubs and things to that Grapevine Springs and wash their clothes down there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it was in 35 that, Race, get your old drink of water, honey.
So you went down there and you played in this park.
Oh, yeah.
And it was mostly just pasture in the spring.
It was
the spring was real clear.
It was just as clear as crystal. It would come down here and they'd keep it dug out like this, you know.
So it would collect.
And where it would spring, the water would run on down.
Mm-hmm.
But people would come down there, and I've seen people come in up there. Of course, we'd be down there. Bring your clothes down there, a little wagon, pull them down there. They never take
them. Now, when you say a spring, that's also a creek in there.
Oh, yeah.
So the creek would come down, but the spring would run into the creek.
Mm-hmm.
Is that in?
It'd
and the spring came out of the ground?
Run into mm-hmm. this grapevine branch right here.
Yeah. But
comes out of the ground.
It just came out of the ground.
It comes out of the hill up there.
Out of the hill. And they had a little dugout area?
Yeah, they'd keep it dug out and cleaned out.
Uh-huh. So you had a little pool or something there?
Yeah, and it would just run off down the creek.
How big was this little dugout place?
Well, when they had it dug out, it would be about like this, and then the water would just run on down the creek. You know, it'd run out down into the creek.
Mm-hmm.
It was uphill.
So about 2.5 feet in a circle?
Yeah.
And then it would overflow
and
there?
People could pick it up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They'd dig it out to where
mm-hmm.
they could dig it up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know where Mr. Roberts' house was?
Mm-hmm.
This girl had typhoid fever, and Mom went up there one day. Well, of course, we had to stay out. It was very contagious, you know,
mm-hmm.
then.
Mm-hmm.
We went down there and played in that grapevine spring. That's where they got their water. They didn't have a well. They'd carry it from that spring up there.
Now, was this the house, the gray house that he had, or was this the old?
It was the one right there, you know. Well, you know where Mr. Roberts had his birds and everything.
Yeah,
well, that's the house they lived in. It was just about 2 or 3 room house
mm-hmm.
then. And they would...
So you go down there, people would go down there all the time. I heard they mm-hmm. have sometimes religious meetings down there. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
And camp meetings and things?
People would go there and have their picnics or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But now, that park, I know we were living over here where Virgil Mabel Grace is mm-hmm. living, like I said. That's where Mary was born. She was born in 35.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were working on that because Bert Parrish was working on the WPA.
Mm-hmm.
He would walk by our house every morning and every evening, come up here and work on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that in 38, we were having ball games over there.
Can you tell me what it looked like after the WPA built it up? You had a ballpark?
They had over south.
Mm-hmm.
They had and every Sunday,
Floyd Harville?
And his brother.
Frank.
And the Johnson boys, and them would have ball games every
mm-hmm.
Sunday evening.
Mm-hmm. In the evening?
Uh-huh.
Now, was there places built to sit? Were there
seats? Well, they had some...
bleachers?
Well, boards, you know,
mm-hmm.
had this all. You just get out there and wear your hat or bonnet or whatever to keep the sun off of you.
Mm-hmm.
But they would have picnics, you know, drinks
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd always go every Sunday evening and take the kids over there to the ball game.
Mm-hmm.
Claude Plumley never miss it.
Mm-hmm.
And
what else would take place in there? Anything? Picnics?
Well, they had just have picnics, family reunions.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's where my daddy and his sisters and brother had their family reunion.
Now, before the WPA did anything to it, where did you enter it? Did you enter it from By the Webb Roberts house?
Come in up here.
By Webb Roberts
yeah,
house?
Yeah, there was a gate there. And I don't know, it belonged to Jeff the Reed and
yeah, the Threet owned it, yeah.
Wasn't
and they gave the land?
No, Mr. Threet and Gentry.
Yeah.
Or did, was he?
I think it was Miller, because the deed to the land.
Yeah, so it was Miller and Threet. Yeah.
Now, what did the gate look like before the WTA?
It was just an old bar gate, just no barbed fence.
Barbed fence? And a gate.
That was just a pasture up there.
Was there cattle in it?
Well, I imagine they had half. I imagine Miller had cows, maybe a horse too, because he was farming this with a team of mules when we moved here in 1942. Mr. Miller.
After the WPA worked on it, do you remember the rock things?
Mm-hmm.
What was different about it? What did the WPA do to it that was different? Like about the spring, what do you remember about the spring?
Well, they cleaned out the spring, but see the wall. That
mm-hmm.
wall follows the creek.
Mm-hmm.
They've got that walled up.
So the main thing they did was the wall,
mm-hmm.
and they concreted in some of the creek bed.
Yeah,
right. But the spring was still there.
Yeah, yeah. The spring
mm-hmm.
was still there.
Now I noticed there's a well there.
As late as 74, I guess. 73 or 74. One Sunday, Mary Charles, Larry and his wife and kids were all up here. We went right up this creek, and we went up the creek. And that spring, the water was still there. Of course, it was dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And Larry took his hands and cleaned it out, dug all that leaves and stuff out,
mm-hmm.
and that water was pouring out. See, they put a pipe in there.
Mm-hmm.
WPA, when they redid it, they had a pipe that run out, let that water run out.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas it was run out of the just the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Always has.
Now they built, I think, the WPA then built another entrance, did they, on the other side?
Right,
that came
up
out
there where Faye and Bill Rush used to live.
So you could get into the park either way?
Either way.
And there was a little road?
And up here, they didn't even have a gate then after WPA worked on it.
Mm-hmm.
They had those columns filled out of brick, just like they did over there.
Mm-hmm. And that brings up a subject. I've got to ask you this. Do you know the columns, they're still there in both places. Do you ever remember something over them?
Over there on Coppell Road it was.
Mm-hmm.
It says Grapevine Spring Park.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened to it. Somebody threw it down.
Was it built up on top of those columns?
Yeah, it came up as an arch, you know.
It was rounded.
That, and it was, I guess, some kind of metal or something.
Metal.
I don't know. It wasn't wooden.
And it said Grapevine Springs Park.
And it said Grapevine Springs Park.
Now, I've got a picture, a later picture, of Martha Jo standing in front of a car that she had.
Mm-hmm.
So this would have been it was later.
Yeah.
And she's between those columns, but they've got, the columns don't have anything on it anymore,
mm-hmm.
but it's got a temporary pole going into the ground, goes up, and it says Coppell Park, welcome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was later.
Mm-hmm.
But you remember a metal, you
yes,
remember it
when
being,
they first built it over there on Coppell Road,
mm-hmm.
they had a archway over.
A rounded and, archway, and
yeah,
it was,
and
you
it
remember
was,
it being white or black? Or?
Well, I don't, it was black letters, it was kind of a shiny archway, and then these letters were black letters, it
mm-hmm.
came down. Of course, it would come. It's
so
art.
It sort of looked like a wrought
yeah,
iron,
yeah.
maybe wrought iron
mm-hmm. yeah.
or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was up above?
Up above that archway over there where Faye and Bill
mm-hmm.
lived.
Mm-hmm. A, and did it say Grapevine Springs Park or Coppell mm-hmm. Park? It said Grapevine
Springs. Grapevine Springs.
Mm-hmm. Grapevine
Springs.
Springs.
Because that, it always went like Grapevine mm-hmm. Springs.
Yeah.
Grapevine Springs all the time. Then when they put the park in there, they just put the park on Grapevine Springs Park.
Mm-hmm. So did it actually say, do you remember it saying Grapevine Springs Park?
Mm-hmm.
It said all three.
Mm-hmm.
Grapevine Springs Park.
But they didn't have anything down here.
Down here there was just the columns.
Yeah,
there, was there was nothing
didn't
else.
Have anything across here.
Yeah. But the columns are just alike at both places. They're those brown.
Well, are those columns still good?
Mm-hmm. They're still there. Well, they're old, you know. They're still there.
Yeah.
And you know they're rebuilding all that and restoring it. Do you remember, were you there the day the park opened after the WPA had built it up? Do you remember any kind of ceremony or anything?
No, I don't. I think they just finished and they didn't. I don't remember having anything there.
You don't remember any kind of special day or anything?
We were living down here.
Gracious. And you don't remember any kind of opening?
I don't remember anything. Only just they might have had something with the people that built it and the commissioner, uh-huh. Something like that, but I don't know.
You don't remember? Because some people have tried to say there was a big opening with the governor there and everything, but no, Clayton can't remember it.
No,
Jack can't remember it.
No. Yeah. I don't know where that come from because Pete, at that time, honey, it was terrible times. Mm-hmm. We was in a deep recession. Mm-hmm. You see, the bank has closed down.
Mm-hmm.
When Roosevelt taken office, mm-hmm. he closed the banks immediately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because our money had all been shipped out.
Mm-hmm.
We was in Midway at that time in that mm-hmm. station. For one whole week, we did not have one dime in our cash register. People come by, they didn't have one dime. They give us IOU. The men would fill our gas tank. We'd give them IOU, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when Roosevelt started all this WPA,
mm-hmm.
well, people were trying to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he started this PWA.
Mm-hmm.
And so far as, of course, at that time that they opened it, when they got that finished, my husband was working at Garland for U.S. government soil conservation.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't go much. We mm-hmm. drive Garland back, work foreman over there. We're a gang. Mm-hmm. The kids in school,
mm-hmm.
about the only place we ever went was school and church.
That's interesting.
So far as them having anything to do, I don't know. They might have had little ceremonies for the people that did the work and, you know, something like that. But as far as just big having a big public affair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let me mention some things to you and let's see if you know anything about them. Did you ever hear, and this would be long before your time, but did you ever hear anything about the hangings that took place over on Hackberry Creek?
Yes.
What do you know about that? That was in 1869.
Well, I don't know. If one of them was for stealing a mule, a horse.
Right.
They used to kill you if you steal anything.
Well, the rumor was that five of them or four of them were hung over there, and it was somebody passing through, and they never could find out why they hung them. Do you know what?
No, I don't know. I don't know. But I know there was one buried right down here in Bethel Cemetery that was mm-hmm. hung right down there
mm-hmm.
and buried because he'd stole somebody's horse.
Really?
And there were several. There were some slaves buried down there, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about Bethel Cemetery.
But there's been a lot of them. I've heard of a lot of hangings down there.
What's your first memory of Bethel Cemetery?
In 1910, the first time that I ever saw that cemetery, that's when my baby sister was buried.
Mm-hmm.
She was buried down there the day she was 10 months old, she died.
Mm-hmm.
And two and a half, about a month and a half, my little brother died.
Mm-hmm.
He was 2.5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She was 10 months old and she died. We buried him down there because the day she died, there was about a foot of snow on the ground. And Mama wanted her buried at Flower Mound. We couldn't get to Flower Mound Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Away. In 1921, when my granddaddy was buried at Flower Mound, and that's not very long ago,
mm-hmm.
and what you'd call long ago, the ambulance got stuck twice going over there.
Mm-hmm.
It was muddy roads. So we couldn't get over there, and they buried her down here at Bethel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when my little brother died, she was buried in February, I believe, and he died in April, first part of April. We buried him down there. And so that's all I ever knew.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time.
Now, was it called Bethel Cemetery in those days?
Bethel Cemetery.
Okay. Did it have any kind of fence around it? Anything?
Pardon?
Did the cemetery have any kind of fence around it?
We had a barbed wire fence around it. Mm-hmm. We had 3 acres fenced off. Mm-hmm. They cut board arc posts. You know, they're not supposed to rot.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad loaded them on his wagon. I drove the wagon and he threw the post off and then me and put the water. We had a 3 barbed wire fence around there.
Mm-hmm. So your daddy helped fence
He furnished the post and he helped fence it. The people of the community, the people that went to church there, you know, mm-hmm. and the people there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody went in there and built that. And we had 3 acres fenced off.
Now, when you say built that, when would that be? In 1910? Now, that's when your sister
died. That's when my sister died, but it was not very long after that when I don't remember when Mr. Pinot died. But anyway, when they went to rent it out to these dairy, it wasn't fenced until then. But when he died and they went to rent it, well, then people had to build a fence to keep the cattle out of it.
So sometime after 1910, then?
Yeah. Until then, but when he died and they went to rent it, well, then people had to build a fence to keep the cattle out of it.
So sometime after 1910, then?
Yeah.
Well, do you think it was very long after 1910?
Well, it was, I imagine about the time the house, the barn, the church burned, that he moved, and actually, when he died, well, then
they fenced it for
the estate, whoever had it, rented it. Now, Johnny Dobecker told me when he rented it that he knew, and I told Bill when he come down here and stopped and said they were fixing to develop it. I don't know if I knew where the corners was.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know. And I said, if you come by, see, that's when he was sick. Doctor didn't want him out in the heat.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Bill, if you come down about 9:30. I'll go down there with you and I can show you exactly. I said, those posts are broke off and those will not rot. Board arc will hardly rot. And I said, I can show you exactly where those corners are. I said, those posts are broke off in there and I know where they are. I'll show them to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he never did. And then first thing I knew, Junior came in, my daughter, granddaughter, was working over here at the daycare. She come in that night, she said, oh, Grandma, they have just tore that cemetery all to pieces. See, we had rock piled on our graves,
mm-hmm.
and most of the people did. They had rocks or something
like that.
Yeah,
there would be 2 graves in there, your little brother and sister.
Yeah.
Were buried.
And some people had bought these shells, you know, and put all over them. Some of them would have rock over them, some gravel.
Mm-hmm.
But we had, now, Dad died the 15th of October, November, in 52. In October, before he died, we got in the car and drove over there. And we picked all the rocks up, placed them back on those graves, you know, like one right side to side of the other. Well, the rocks had got scattered. You know how they naturally will. I guess rain or wind or animals or whatever. And we put those rocks back on there. That was in 1952.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had been talking, me and Rufus had talked, who was going to get wire and go down there and fence those 2 graves. But it wouldn't done any good if we had Pete.
Mm-hmm.
Virginia come in, she said, Grandma said, they just tore that cemetery all to pieces. Said, the bulldozer's in there. And I said, well, she said, you want to go down there? And I said, well, let's eat supper. She said, no, sir, let's go before it gets dark. I said, I want you to see it. We got in the car and went down there. Pete, they had come in there. Now, they had got word that we were working on this. If we had have got these corner posts there, there was over 300 graves in that cemetery, Pete.
Mm-hmm.
And if we had have got these corner posts, they could not have touched that cemetery, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
But after they bulldozed it, they come in there, they take markers off. They found down there in the creek, all the rock was swept up in the creek.
Mm-hmm.
They found pieces of marker down there that they could just swept out.
Mm-hmm. And this were the developers. This would be in the, what, the 70s?
Yes, the developers.
That was in 1970?
And we talked, and we could not do anything with them. The feet they're going to pay for it.
Well, I'm sure
these dollars, these dollars, it's like I say, dollars don't mean.
No, sure. Now, the parishes originally donated that land, didn't they?
Yeah.
What do you remember of the parish family? I mean, I know there's some around, but...
The parish family?
Yeah.
You mean the Joe Parish family?
Yeah, the original, well, the original parishes. What, they originally owned their land along Moore Road.
Yeah.
Right?
Uncle Joe Parish lived right down there. Well, I don't know, I guess, about this side where Dobeck was built his, you know, mm-hmm. that way. But anyway, it was out in that field, in the pasture. Oh.
Did they, now tell me, did their land originally, as far back as you can remember, was it on both sides of Moore Road?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they had a land grant.
Oh, yeah.
And Moore
oh, yeah.
Road must have gone through the middle
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, right.
Is that right?
Right. They used to have land grants here.
Mm-hmm.
But Uncle Joe Parrish and Aunt Meady lived there. Now, that is J.C.'s grandparents. His mother was a Parrish, Joel Parrish.
Mm-hmm.
And he was blind. He went blind. They had 11 children. He never did see but one of them, the first one. And then he lost his eyesight. Nobody knew why.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they didn't have doctors in. But anyway, he lived there until... I don't know. Anyway, he sold it and moved to Keller. I don't remember what year.
So you remember that. So that was Joseph Parrish. So that would be, I can't put him into the place now where we are. What, he would be the father of whom? I mean.
He was the father of Verd and,
okay.
and Allie Parrish, you know, was a Moore.
So.
And they lived right side by side, like Uncle Joe and them lived right here and Moores lived over here. They were all neighbors down in there. They're all mixed up.
And they, do you also remember the Parrish family cemetery?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you anything about anybody that's buried in there. The only Bill and some of the distant, you
but
know.
You remember it from somewhere in your childhood, too? Do you remember it that far back?
Well, I haven't never been in that but about twice. That is to a funeral.
Yeah.
But it's Bill Parrish that start fighting his far, you know. And he died of a heart attack, the doctor said, but the far got to him. Well, he was buried over there, and then
several of the parishes are
I can't think now who it was that's buried over there. Oh, Verge, you know, Verge Parish, when he died, he was buried over there.
Mm-hmm.
And most of their people are buried over there, except Joel, of course.
Well, I did see it. I have seen it. Tell me, oh, this is all rumor, so I have to ask everybody this. Have you ever heard anything about where Coffeyville got its name? Where did the word Coffeyville come from?
Well, it was first named Gibbs. I don't remember why it was. I remember Mama saying why it was Gibbs, but anyway.
Well, Gibbs, it was named after the Lieutenant Governor of Texas, was Barnett Gibbs. Mm-hmm. But I have done all kinds of research trying to find where Coppell came from, and I can't find it. You've never known anybody named Coppell, or you ever heard any rumors about where the name came from?
No.
Isn't that interesting?
Somebody said it was named for somebody that was... I won't say for sure, but it was named for somebody, but who would have a name like that? That's what I thought. I don't know.
And something to do with the railroad. The railroad is what changed the name,
mm-hmm.
but we haven't been able to...
Well, when they got the depots, when they changed it.
Yeah. What do you remember about the bank in Coffeyville?
Well, it was... That's first first time I ever borrowed a dollar in my life was at the Coppell Bank.
Really? That was to buy the house?
No. It was when I was 14 and my sister was 11, and we joined what was called the Dallas County Pig Club. There was four out of Coppell that joined that. And we needed money to buy feed. We had to keep a record. We had a big notebook. We had to keep a record of everything. I went up there, and Mr. Nix went in there, and I needed so much, I don't know, maybe $25, something like that, wasn't very much. Mm-hmm. All you did, something like this, and he'd write you out, you know, and you sign it, and that's it. You walk out with your money. Mm-hmm. Me and Ethel borrowed money to buy feed for our pig.
You remember what year that was?
And it was, but I was 14 years old. Figured up.
Well, if you were born in 1904, mm-hmm. then that would be 1918.
Yeah, 1918.
All right, now, what do you remember the bank looked like?
Well, it was just a great big old brick building. And
what color brick?
It was kind of a red brick, mm-hmm. and just had one big old window there, like something like this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It just one place. It had two people in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
So was it two stories or one story?
It's just one story.
And it was located where?
It was right there by the, what do you say?
That little brick building that's there?
You know it was a brick building. You know where that cafeteria, what is it?
Yeah, Dolly's.
Dolly's?
Uh-huh.
It was right there.
Right in there where Dolly's is now.
Pretty
close to the road?
Yeah. It was right there, just practically like it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next to that was Uncle Bill Stringfeller's Groceries and Dry Goods Store.
Where the Napa store is now? Where the
mm-hmm.
auto...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where Uncle Bill Stringfeller had a store there.
Mm-hmm. So the bank, if I was standing in the street looking at the bank, it would be dark red brick, you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it'd have what, two doors or one door?
Just had one door.
One door, do you have
a window? And a window.
A door and a window. Mm-hmm. Was it kind of fancy looking?
Mm-hmm.
Was it kind of fancy looking or just
plain? No, it was just plain old building.
Plain old building. And yeah. You went in and all it had was one teller, two teller cases?
Well, it had two, usually had two people in there, but just had one window there.
Mm-hmm.
That is all.
And were there offices or anything?
No. Everybody was all back in there, just one big building. Of course, they had their filing cabinets or whatever. Yeah. They kept their books and things over there.
Did they have a vault?
I guess.
Yes, somewhere. Mm-hmm. Of course, that wasn't here very long.
No,
wasn't here.
Not very long.
I think it closed by 28 or 24 or something, long before the Depression.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It went out, let's see. Yeah, it was 28.
What about your earliest memories? Did your family always have electricity?
No. We didn't have electricity when we moved here, Pete.
Really?
Till after the war was over.
Really?
In 45. Huh? No, we didn't have any electricity here at all.
We never did
have electricity on the farm.
Did some people in Coppell have electricity?
We had, we had kerosene lamps. Plenty of them. And didn't anybody. Everybody, this is farming, mm-hmm. mostly. The people that had electricity were like from, say up here where Pope's house was.
Mm-hmm.
That was Dr. Bennett's house.
Mm-hmm.
That was built in 1916 or 17 for Dr. J.C. Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
He had his office in the back of the drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the people that had electricity was like from there up at, I'd say, the old Hearst house up there,
mm-hmm.
and up to Uncle Tom Harrison's,
mm-hmm.
and down to Mr. Parr's.
So the only people who probably had electricity in Coppell up until the 43 or something would have been the central old downtown part of Coppell.
Yeah, just the old part. We didn't have any when we moved here.
So even as late as maybe 1944, 45.
Mm-hmm. There weren't any down here. No electricity. Mm-hmm. Now, at the time we moved here, of course, Cleo and Albert had electricity. They were living in that little house up here where Mr. Jameson lives now.
Mm-hmm.
And they had electricity. But farther on down right here, about where, Joneses live up here,
mm-hmm.
they had a little two-room house, Mr. Story and her lived in. They didn't have electricity then. They finally put it in, but they didn't then when they first built.
What about telephones? What do you mean about telephones?
We didn't have any telephone. There's one telephone company. That was at the store. And before, Walter Street had a telephone. He had a grapevine telephone.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only telephone there was until, I couldn't tell you who put a telephone in up here at the post at the grocery store, but it was a devil's phone. Lonnie McCord, now that's when we moved here, Lonnie McCord had the grocery store and he had a telephone and it was a devil's phone. And that's when they called us. Well, Mr. Parker had taken it over then, but we didn't have a telephone. And when Shorty got wounded in the war, that's where they called. They called us here
mm-hmm.
at Coppell Grocery.
Mm-hmm. Now that would be still where the Napa automobile store is.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
But
we didn't have any telephones until. You remember when Gerald Street come in here and put in telephones
mm-hmm.
in 1951.
Who was that, Gerald
Threet? Gerald Threet. He was out of Keller.
Now, was he related to the Threets around
yeah,
here?
Yeah, he was cousin. He's a cousin to J.C.
Mm-hmm.
And he put in these old things that you wind up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't
and this
have
was
any.
In the 50s?
Yeah, it's in 1950. First time that people in Coppell, way back, well, I don't know how many years ago when I was just. We had an individual here, but you couldn't call anybody. I was just here in Coppell.
Mm-hmm. But you had a phone system in Coppell,
yeah.
Even when you
Red
were a little girl.
Red Stringfeller put in.
Red Stringfeller.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of phone was it? Did you crank
you
it?
You'd see little things that hung on the wall. Would you ring, you ring, ring.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You'd have one long and two shorts, or three shorts and one long, or whatever. About
and so you could call other people in Coppell, but you couldn't call anybody else?
No, couldn't call out. But well, you'd have about 9 or 10 on your line, and when you'd ring, you'd just pop, 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 everybody's
mm-hmm.
listening.
Yeah. Now, what year, what would that be? How early was that?
Oh, I can't tell you. Long, long, long.
So eventually that system got
went
made
out.
Into a...
Yeah, they went out, and then... This in 1940 or 1950, Gerald Threet come in here and he put in about, 17 or 18 phones at first, and then people taking those new old phones, he'd run another line down.
Yeah.
And from there, we got another Keller people bought him out, Keller telephone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we got the kind when you pick it up, it's called central
mm-hmm.
operator, and you'd have to give you a number, and then it went from there to GE.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember some of that.
Anybody back before then, you'd have to go to Walter Threet's or to the store to get a telephone back.
You remember anything about Bonnie and Clyde?
Radio that night,
mm-hmm.
listening, you know.
Mm-hmm. That was big news.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you a picture, and I want you to look at it up close and tell me what you think of it. This is that thing that was published in this, you know, they published this not long ago.
Oh, that's the old post office.
Yeah, well, that's the railroad. That's the railroad.
Oh,
piece.
It just looks like the old post office
yeah,
did,
yeah.
doesn't it?
But look at this. This picture says, The children of First Railroad Agent Cooper pose with playing while in front of Clayton Harwell's home and Harrison's General Store in background. Do you recognize this?
What's that supposed to be in front of?
This is in front of Clayton Harwell's house and Harrison's General Store. Do you recognize those buildings?
Well now, this right here is the Harrison General Store. You see the old water tower?
Uh-huh.
But I don't understand these, Pete. Now that looks like the... But that is a water tower. Now, is that the post office? Did they remodel that post office? If that's the post office,
that water tower is evidently where the old Washateria would be later, right?
Yeah.
If that's so, then this is where the Napa store is now?
That is, it's where the... What? Is that vacancy where the well is?
Yeah.
Is the old well out there?
Well, yeah. You know, the city well was originally there. So I think...
Well, now this would be... This would be where the... You see, Uncle Tom Harrison's store... I think that well was dug there, right by the side of Uncle Tom's old store, wasn't it?
What I'm trying to find out is this obviously is a general store.
Yeah, it is.
Now, is this the first store in Coppell was W.O. Harrison Store. It was built in 1887.
Yeah. Do you think that's Tom Harrison, Uncle Tom Harrison's daddy.
Well, do you think that's it? Was that still there?
I don't, No, Pete, that's not the way Uncle Tom Harrison's house was.
No, that wasn't his house. It would be his store.
I mean his store.
Store?
He didn't... I don't think it... I think that is the... I really think this is the Uncle... Bill Stringfellow's old store. Because right here... Now, this well... right here was between it and the Uncle Tom Harrison's house, store. Mm-hmm. Now, Uncle Tom Harrison's store was just a... Pete, I don't guess it is wide, any wider than this house.
Now, when you say Uncle Tom Harrison's store, would that be the same one that his grandfather...
Plato's granddaddy.
Okay, but would that be the same store that his grandfather built? W.O. Harrison?
I imagine.
Probably?
Yeah.
And you think it was further... west?
It was
you think it was
west.
More over here?
Because you see, this right here, the old well was, but there was another one right here. Because right here by this well, I used to water my horse there when we'd go to school. When we had a buggy and a horse, we'd tie up, I'd have to come down there. I'd go by Uncle Tom's store. And there was a big old...
concrete watering
shop? Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That was built in 1911 or something like
well,
that.
Well...
Now, that where that watering trough was where this tower was, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Did it
mm-hmm.
have a
yeah.
water tower?
Yeah, it had a great big old wooden water tower then. Mm-hmm. Great big old wooden one.
Now, I remember that when I was a kid. I remember a great big old wooden water tower. Mm-hmm. That was a city water supply.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so you... But don't you think it was further over here? You think this is Clayton Harwell's house right there? He's got a front on it. Look at that. It looks like it's falling down.
Yeah, well, they have done something. Pete, I don't remember that. Now, is this supposed to be the barbershop
well,
right
there?
Well, that's
what I would think. Looks like it's the barbershop.
Yeah.
If that's the barbershop, then the... Napa Automobile Store would be right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh. They... Now that is their house. That is their house right there. They had the barbershop in front of their house.
Yeah. Yeah. Horrible. They played the horn.
Yeah. And then they taken the barbershop. He built the barbershop back over here and did away with this.
So he
top
had
here.
This big top here.
That's her house.
But that house is still her house.
Yeah, that's her house.
All right, that's played, and that's the corner then of...
Right, that's her house, and right over here would be the barbershop they built.
All right, so this is the house.
Yeah.
Then that's where the
and
old washateria is.
And right here, that's the washateria. That's where Uncle Tom's store was.
So that was the original Harrison store right there.
Right there. And the
So what you're telling me is, now you remember where the old washateria was when I was a kid?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that where Harrison's
That is where the old Uncle Tom Harrison's.
So it wasn't where the Napa store is now. It was a little further west of that.
Yeah, because that well and that water tower was between Stringfellow's and Uncle Tom Harrison's store. Mm-hmm. Now,
so you think this picture here in this is Stringfellow's general store?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it looks like to me, Pete. Because I know that it was Uncle Tom Harrison's store. I would pass the store and go down here to the well and water my horse. Mm-hmm. And then kids would go in the store and get candy or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the well was this side of Uncle Tom's.
It was east. You're mm-hmm. saying east of Uncle Tom's store. Mm-hmm. So that would be east of the Harrison store. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's what I was trying to find out. I couldn't figure out. See, Clayton told him this was Harrison's store, but it's not. It's Stringfellow's store.
Yeah, that is the Stringfellow's, but Uncle Tom's house is there, right there where the... where the old wash chair was.
Mm-hmm.
This place, I'll tell you, I get so aggravated sometimes. Because the watering trough was past Uncle Tom's hat store.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'd have to go by, and some of the kids would go with me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they'd go in the store and get candy or
mm-hmm.
chewing gum or mm-hmm. these little starch books or whatever is giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right there.
Right there.
That right in front of that old... Well, they had that old water trough even after you was here, wasn't it? You didn't see it?
I don't remember.
No. That's right. They did away with that. I don't think.
I remember the water tower. The washateria closed when I was pretty young, but my mother went down there and used the washateria, but it was old then.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And, but I had my hair cut by Floyd Horrible when his barbershop was in his house.
Yeah, yeah.
In the front of that house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, of course, I remember the telephone switchboard down at Gentry's house or whatever it was called.
Yeah, it was down there in the old... Gentry House.
Mm-hmm.
Clara Smith had the switchboard.
Right. Clara Smith was the operator when I was a kid. I'd go over there and pay a phone bill for my mother. It was across the street. Now, let's see if there's anything else we need to reminisce about. That's pretty much it. Do you remember anything about Beltline Road?
No.
Nobody called it Beltline Road, did they, when you were young?
No, they just called it the Road to Carrollton. From Coppell, you went that way, Beltline Road, you were going down the road to Carrollton.
What about going south towards Irving and so forth? What was that road called? Do you remember ever using it?
I don't remember. I never called it.
You never called anything. You'd go down there to get to Gentry School, wouldn't you?
They'd go over. Well, you know, there was the road, Gentry.
Yeah.
That Gentry Road, well, that's where the schoolhouse was.
Yeah.
But they still have that, Pete.
It wasn't even there when I was a kid.
They're tearing up all the copy. We won't know anything about it.
Well, they tore that one up before I was born. That one was gone. Let me see if there's anything else I want to remember. I know I'll think of... I took notes here, but I'll think of a bunch of things. That pretty well covers everything I wanted.
I think we pretty well tore Coppell apart and tried to put it back together, Pete. We never will. I get so tired.
Do you have any memories of the railroad? Anything special at all?
Well, I've been to that depot a lot of times. Mama ordered my organ through the mail. Me and Papa went up there in the wagon, picked that old pump organ up.
Yeah.
And I went up there a lot of times to pick up things. Yeah. We used to order things that'd be shipped through.
Now, would it be this depot that we looked in here? That one there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Clyda Harwell, was she working there?
No, I went up there. I don't know who was.
Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they used to have a little doohickey out there somewhere, Pete, that you'd hang the mail on and they'd grab it as it went by. Mm-hmm. No, I went up there a lot of times. Our preacher used to, back before, I can't remember what year, he'd catch a he'd come in to Coppell on the train on Saturday evening, Fort Worth, preach mm-hmm. down here at Bethel. Dad'd meet the 5:15 train twice a month. And pick up the preacher. We'd have church on Saturday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday morning he'd get up and take him up the train.
Now what church was this? Bethel? At Bethel.
Bethel Baptist.
What was the preacher's name?
Boswell.
He came from Fort Worth?
Uh-huh.
Came from Fort Worth.
Yeah. Me and Ethel was talking the other night, you know, Free Will Baptist believe foot washing.
Uh-huh.
We'd take communion and wash feet.
Uh-huh.
Or wash feet and then take communion. I forgot which. But anyway, he wore a size 12 shoe.
Uh-huh.
He had his feet in that big old dish pan. He got happy and went shout. Our church was wooden floors. We never did have it. Up and down that. I'll never forget those tracks as long as I live. If I live 200 years old, I'll never forget them. It's about that long. They must be wet feet.
But he ran up and down.
Huh?
He ran up and down.
Oh, yeah. Just a shout into high heaven. Mm-hmm. One sister moved up here from Brownsville 2 years ago. She's 85. She lives over here in Mr. retirement home. We got talking the other day, and she said, "Sister, I remember that old man, but can't think of what his name is." I said, "His name was Boswell." She said, Boswell. Oh, we had the office time here, Pete, you ever saw last Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
There was me and Ethel and her husband. Her husband was 91, the 6th of August. And Addie, she's 83.
Mm-hmm. And how old are you?
I'm 88. I was 88 in June.
Mm-hmm.
And Rufus's brother's wife. See, Rufus was buried in November, and Shorty was buried the first day of May. They both had the same things. But of course, Shorty went and had this surgery, and Dr. Ed Rufus tried to get him to operate on him. He said, "No way." He said, "When you cut into that vein after that artery's already hardened," he said, "it caused you to have a stroke 9 times out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Shorty went and had that done because he saw how Rufus was, and he didn't want to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a stroke, and he stayed in the hospital for about a week, and then they brought him home, and he died. He just about 30 minutes after he got him back home.
Mm-hmm.
But we buried him on the 1st of May, and so she came. First time I've seen her since the day Shorty was buried. We and Ethel, Clay, Addie, Mayfair, we sat right in here. They brought the food. They fixed the food. We fixed our plate and we ate. And we sat in there and we talked. I told the doctor Monday morning, I had to go to the eye doctor. He said, "Well, how you doing?" I said, "Okay." I said, "Talked all day yesterday." I said, "I had the biggest time in the world." We just enjoyed it so much. You know, when you're not with somebody for a long time, and first time that we had been together since in 1930.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell we had a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
A lot of catching up to do.
Well, I imagine.
Nobody wanted to go home.
I bet. We all have to do it again. What you'll have to do.
Huh?
Well, now, when you come to the Historic Society meeting on September 12th, and I'll call you before then, I'll come pick you up or whatever.
Well, I can drive them if it's in the morning.
Yeah, it's just down, you know, seeing as it is.
Yeah.
And I think what we're going to do, Ms. McDowell, is just let you sit at the front, and I'll sit up there with you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you bring any pictures, we'll just spread them out on the table.
Okay.
And I'll have certain questions. I'll just start you talking. And I'll say, what do you remember about so-and-so? What do you remember about some of the stuff we talked about today?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get you talking. Now, a lot of these people who are going to be there will remember a lot of things you do.
Mm-hmm.
And they may want to ask you questions or talk about the things, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to talk about some of the things we talked about today.
Yeah.
This stuff I'm doing today is really good
for
mine.
Well,
but
that's...
I don't want to...
You know.
I may ask you about the... Grapevine Springs spring again, and I'll repeat some of the things for them. And we'll only spend about... Now, you tell me about Walter Prayer. Tell me about
him. For a certain amount of money, I don't remember what, not very much, he would jump off of that bridge down there into the... down there at the dam.
Uh-huh. Now, where... was this over... This was over
Ella, Bell Lake. Oh, Ella, down here on Sandy Lake.
Sandy Lake.
Yeah, down here at the dam, Carrollton Dam.
Okay.
He got up on there, saturated himself with gasoline, got up on that rail, struck a match and set himself afire, and dived off. Well, naturally, that fire was not going to burn him. He didn't have a burn place on him.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy was down there.
Your daddy saw it. So with this,
actually, when you set yourself afire and then you dive off like that, those flames is going back.
Yeah.
He said the time he hit the water, it wasn't any of his clothes apart.
Yeah. Were you little, or was this before you were born?
No, I remember when Dad went down there. I knew him.
But you didn't get to see him.
I didn't go. Dad went because we didn't go.
So how old do you think you were?
Oh, I don't know. I was probably my teens.
Mm-hmm. So this would probably be somewhere around 1917 or 18.
17 or 18, somewhere around there.
Did he just do it once?
Huh?
Did he just
No, he just did that one time.
Okay.
He did that one time. He was daring. He'd do anything.
Where did he live?
Lived down there. Well, he lived where, down here in the Threat House until, I don't know why they moved, but anyway, they moved out, and that's when Dad got that house.
Now, that would be where?
Down here on that tap, down there where the, I'll say, where that boulevard, what is that boulevard that goes from the school, from the...
Parkway?
Parkway.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned to me the house up on the hill one time.
Turkey Knob?
Yeah. Who lived there?
Jim Hirsch and his wife and son. Mm-hmm.
They lived there when you remember.
My granddaughter said, Grandma, Turkey Knob, what the... We went down after they finished the school. We drove around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I just hope they don't ever tear up Turkey Knob. And she said, Grandma, why do they call it Turkey Knob? I said, well, I've heard my daddy, Aunt Belle, and Uncle Threat see Walter Threat live down there where that old house was.
On Turkey Knob?
No, right below it, down there where we lived there, where the flowing well was.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he moved up here in that two-story brick home, that's when we moved in down there.
Mm-hmm.
Dad worked for him. Dad farmed that land right there where that cotton patch was. He farmed that 40-some-odd years, 40-something mm-hmm. years.
And did Walter Prater do other things? Was he just, how old? Was he a teenager?
Or? Oh, he was about 17, 18, 19 years old, but he'd do anything in the world.
Yeah. Was he a troublemaker?
Huh?
Was he a troublemaker?
Yeah, they both were.
Troublemaker. He had a brother?
Yeah, Robert. Robert wasn't quite as bad as Walter, but Walter would do anything in the world. He was always upset at schools and everything.
Mm-hmm. He's doing malicious stuff.
I don't think he ever went to school but, 2 or 3 weeks out of the year because the teacher would send him home.
Yeah.
Or give him, they whipped him, but it didn't do any good.
Yeah. What ever became of it, you know?
Well, he went to prison for a long time. I don't know, for a long time. But anyway, I think he died about 3 or 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what.
He went to prison, you don't know what for?
I don't know what for, but mm-hmm. I heard that he was in the penitentiary.
Huh.
I said, y'all been there a long time ago.
Yeah.
But he'd get by with anything, try anything.
Huh.
But I don't know, Pete, why our schools has changed.
Oh, yeah. Of course, I guess you have troublemakers
well,
all the time.
When you went to school, couldn't the teacher spank you for misbehaving? You know, Kenneth's wife was sick. Mm-hmm. It had a little girl that about 12 years old. Marge said, if you don't sit down and behave yourself, I'm going to give you a spanking. You just do it, and my mama will sue you. See, they're taught it at home, Pete.
That's right. Oh, it's terrible. Schools have changed something terrible.
Can't do anything about it.
Well, I'm not going to keep you here anymore. You be sure and bring this picture with
you. Okay, I'm sure we will.
Yeah. Anything at all.
Look how. See, our hair was braided and balled up on the back.
Yeah.
That's the way we used to wear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll bring that and let people see what we look
well,
like.
I'm bringing